From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A surprisingly candid assessment of the U.S. war on terrorism emerged today, and it came from Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. USA Today published an internal memo from Rumsfeld that suggests the U.S. effort to defeat al-Qaeda has not been as successful as some in the administration have described it publicly. The memo says the U.S. is putting relatively little effort into a long-range plan to stop terrorists. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Rumsfeld's memo is dated October 16th. It's addressed to his chief deputies, including General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and Paul Wolfowitz, the number two civilian at the Pentagon. Mostly the memo consists of questions. Are we winning or losing the global war on terror? Is the Department of Defense and the U.S. government changing fast enough to deal with the new threats? Do we need a new organization to fight the war on terrorism more efficiently? These are precisely the kind of questions that need to be asked now, says Philip Wilcox, a former ambassador for counterterrorism at the State Department.
I do think it's a good sign that he's looking at the problem critically and reaching out for new solutions and better approaches. I think that's a very constructive approach, and I applaud it.
In some cases, Rumsfeld ventures partial answers to his own questions in the memo. It is not possible for the Department of Defense to change fast enough to successfully fight the global war on terrorism, he writes. We are having mixed results with al-Qaeda. Despite considerable pressure on them, a great many remain at large. He adds, we have not yet made truly bold moves. Daniel Byman, a terrorism specialist who teaches at the Georgetown School of Foreign Service, also praises Rumsfeld for trying to push the Pentagon to do more.
Rumsfeld is going beyond, I think, the initial crisis response of how do we get the bad guys to much broader, in some ways, even more important questions of how do you obtain victory in a very new type of war?
In one especially candid passage, Rumsfeld writes, we lack metrics to know if we are winning or losing the global war on terror. Are we capturing, killing, or deterring and dissuading more terrorists every day than the madrasas and radical clerics are recruiting, training, and deploying against us? Philip Wilcox says this suggests a need to take a more serious look at the broad range of U.S. government policies in the Islamic world than the administration has been willing to do up till now.
The use of the word dissuasion is important because the essence of counterterrorism, it's winning friends and mobilizing public opinion to support the United States and our war against terrorism so that governments and societies will cooperate with us, identify, marginalize, discourage, isolate terrorists.
Not all of the comment on Rumsfeld's memo has been positive today. Some Democrats have reacted negatively. Senator Hillary Clinton suggested that Rumsfeld himself may have leaked the memo as part of the ideological battle over policy within the administration.
This administration is fighting a war within itself. It should not take out its internal struggles against those who are actually fighting the real war in Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere.
In fact, the memo dwells very little on Iraq and Afghanistan. Rumsfeld writes, the U.S. government has made reasonable progress in capturing or killing the top 55 Iraqis and has made somewhat slower progress tracking down the Taliban, adding, it is pretty clear the coalition can win in Afghanistan and Iraq, but it will be a long, hard slog. But the focus of Rumsfeld's thoughts appear to be elsewhere, on the elusive enemy al-Qaeda. We spend billions to get the terrorists, he writes. They spend millions. The cost-benefit ratio is against us. We are putting relatively little effort into a long-range plan, he concludes. This is vintage Donald Rumsfeld, says Daniel Byman.
Inside the Pentagon, Secretary Rumsfeld has made a mark and caused a lot of resentment in many cases for asking exactly these types of questions. He challenges military orthodoxy at times in a way that is extremely critical. So it's not terribly surprising that behind the scenes he's really pushing the military and the broader defense community to think a little farther about this problem.
Rumsfeld's worries about the war on terrorism were echoed today in testimony before the Senate Banking Committee. Richard Clark, the former counterterrorism director at the White House, told the panel that the U.S. government still has not created a centralized intelligence or analysis division that fuses all the government's information on terrorists. The greatest failure, Clark testified, has been in human intelligence. The U.S. so far has not been able to penetrate terrorist organizations, leaving the intelligence community searching haystacks for needles and wasting valuable time and resources. Mike Schuster, NPR News.